Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Local musician Jared Johnson joins us on today's program to preview her two-night performances of The Joy of Christmas at the Pella Opera House. Well, Jared, we're here today to talk about your upcoming concert, really a two-night event called The Joy of Christmas, which is new to the Opera House this year. First of all, let our listeners know how you kind of got involved with Cindy and her staff and what it means to have an opportunity to perform in that space.
Well, this summer, Lindsay, that works there at the Opera House, had reached out to me through a friend that she was looking for some entertainment. And so I happened to stop in there, and they were all having a meeting, and they were talking about just the space and all the new things they were wanting to do with the Opera House and just to get some more live entertainment. And there was this week in December that they were saying, you know, there wasn't a lot going on. Pella has many things going on, fun at Christmas time. And, you know, Cindy had asked if I would be interested in doing something Christmas oriented, and which I have sang Christmas songs, but I've never done a full Christmas show. And I said, absolutely. And I said, I've always envisioned singing in that opera space, the Opera House space. And so, you know, it just really came about organically how we were talking about it. And, you know, she said, let's do it. Let's do two nights. And I said, great, let's do it. And, you know, so we just started in the planning of that and called it The Joy of Christmas. And it'll be a 90-minute set each night with me. And I'm playing my guitar player, Jason Howard, in from Nashville. And just going to be really laid back, very stripped down. I think for me, I think in many people, the holidays get really busy, crazy, and I think it'll just be a time that I want people to come in, sit, relax, and really enjoy, like, Christmas music and time with their family and friends, and just take a breath, you know, for a moment during the holidays.
Well, and this, as you mentioned, is a two-night show, December 13th and the 14th. And as a part of this, there will actually be a dinner beforehand, too. You've already told me many companies are coming in to have their Christmas parties. So it will be a little festive, and it's an entire event that if you want to bring your friends or family, that everything's kind of included from dinner all the way to a show.
Yeah, I thought, you know, that idea was great because, you know, a lot of times it just takes the work out of it. You can just come and enjoy and have a great dinner beforehand if you want to, and then the entertainment. So I know that the dinner portion, you can get online and book that separately, but they are having Great Expectations catering out of Oskaloosa, which I know they have done some stuff with the governor before, and the meal sounds great. They said it's going to be a pork loin with a white wine mushroom sauce and garlic, red skin, potatoes, green beans, salads, roll. I mean, sounds delicious. And I know they do a great job with all of their catering. So I think it's just going to be a nice evening for people to get out.
And the last time we had you on our airwaves was at Tulip Time a few years back, and you were on not only for an interview, but you were one of the main acts performing in the evenings. And people may have heard about you before, but, you know, whether they heard you at Tulip Time or they haven't, what are some of the things musically that you like to do that people may come to expect? Maybe, you know, this night's a little different for you, but in terms of your vocal style and all the above.
Definitely along the singer-songwriter line. You know, I lived it before I moved back to, or my husband and I moved to Pella 10 years ago. My husband and I were living in Nashville, Tennessee, and I still travel back and forth quite often to write and record there. So, you know, I'm very driven on the singer-songwriter country side of things. You'll hear some of those influences, obviously, in the inflections in my voice. You know, and I'll scatter a couple of those songs from two of my albums that I have on iTunes. That's What I Call Home and Fade. And Fade was what we were talking about, my new album in 2016 when I was doing the Tulip Time show. So, you know, it's just, I love doing the acoustic set, you know, just very stripped down. I think there's something really intimate about that. And I think the Opera House will really serve well for that kind of show.
And what are you looking forward to most about performing a lot of holiday theme music and having a chance to kind of spread the joy of Christmas, the joy of the season?
Well, I think, you know, with going through and looking at songs and set lists, I think the one thing for me, it's just been fun. It's brought back a lot of memories for me, you know, whether that be from remembering songs I would sing in church, or I used to travel, you know, and within my hometown of Clarinda, Iowa, and go to nursing homes and sing and just those family memories you have at Christmas time, Christmas Eve. And I think, you know, that's the thing that is just enjoyable about the holidays. And music has a way of bringing those memories together, you know, with all those great melodies. So it's hard to choose. Even in a 90-minute set, I thought, am I going to be able to find enough, you know, Christmas songs? But now I'm having to say, what am I going to leave out? So I'm really looking forward to it.
Tickets are available online at PellaOperaHouse.org. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.